Hey everybody, thanks for stopping by. Distinguished gentlemen, episode 8. Guys, it just occurred to me that our intro reminds me of like a 70s cop drama.
It's a little bit of like Sabotage.
Does it feel like that a little bit?
Yeah. A little bit of Sabotage.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. This week it's a little bit more low key.
Just a few less people.
We have a few less people than last week.
Just a couple.
But we appreciate everybody who listened. That was really fun last week. I listened a couple times.
It was really good because, at least listening back, there was a lot of little one-liners that I didn't catch the first time.
Yeah, for sure.
I kind of got lost because there was so much shit going on, but that was a lot of fun.
I'm just going to get into it. We have Baroque and Boost and Stu. And JC Jesse, we're all here. It's one of my favorite lines, and it just kind of like snuck in there is Gun Bates, Juggalo Colin from accounting. That made me laugh. This week, what happened this week? Anything?
I think something happened in Destiny.
We did get Black Armory. Stu is cleaned out his basement.
Yep.
It looks great.
Yeah, man. I'm really happy so far. Like, just that we've got this ball rolling, at least.
The ball got rolling pretty quickly. That's pretty awesome.
Well,
at least from our point of view, I mean.
I'm not going to let my wife change her mind. You know, when she said, "All right, let's do it," I'm like, "All right, fuck, let's go, boom!" And I gotta give her all the credit in the world. She's been awesome through this too. So,
where did you put all the stuff down there? Did you get rid of a lot of stuff, or did you just move it?
The spare bedroom upstairs. We dismantled the bed because that's going to be the baby's nursery, so that had to happen anyways. So it's just a bunch of boxes in there, and then when that got full, my wife's office as well.
Okay,
like it is. I had to get something from the printer today, and it was a mission, man. I was like going over boxes and it was not good. So yeah, whatever.
Well,
maybe another month and a half, 2 months, I would imagine at least. Because we're doing it in stages.
Good for you guys.
Thanks.
I think one of the most major things that happened this week is that Boost KDV came home. He came back to where he belongs. And that's Destiny.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I've been home. I've been home all week.
Been home all week.
What are you talking about?
Do you mean Jersey? No, I didn't go to Jersey.
Oh, hell, why would you go there?
It was like 19 degrees there today.
Listeners, you can't see this, but just thinking about playing Destiny with Boost again, I'm smiling ear to ear.
I know.
I'm really happy.
That's why I had to join him, you know, and it was good. I'm sorry I missed out on last night.
It's been fun. Mm-hmm. I started on Monday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Was it Monday?
Yeah.
I think Tuesday. I was level 500. Surprising. I don't even know how I got to 500. I think I basically
boosted yourself.
Well, like over the past like 3 or 4 months that I really wasn't playing it, I would still sign in like probably like once a month and just get my clan engrams. And I would just decrypt and then I would be magically 500. But so thanks to all the distinguished guardians out there who got me to 500 with clan engrams. And just right now I'm sitting at, I don't really know because I don't have all my top gear on, but like 541, 542.
Nice.
In about 3 days, I gained about 40 light. It's pretty good.
That's awesome. Pretty good.
I saw you respond to Lost Souls article that he put up, and you were like 41, and he was like, "We all can't be at 641." You're like, "No, I'm 541.
No, I don't think so.
And that was funny. We just beat the Machinist. So mm-hmm. now you, that's like your last step, right? Now you can finally get into the Dreaming City and do all the...
One more. Gotta beat Aldrin and...
And the
other dude. There's one more mission, and then I get to unlock the Dreaming City.
Awesome. Well, that's cool.
Do like we could do like Blind Well and stuff.
Oh, we could do the raid.
The raid.
Yeah.
That'd be
the
awesome.
The new one or the past one?
No, we'll do Last Wish, man. Last Wish is fun.
Last Wish is still good. I mean, it's still dropping gear that's higher than what you're at, so it's all good. And you're already at a reasonable light level too.
Yeah, you'll be fine. That'll be great.
I'm thinking by the end. I think I'm my goal is by next week, by like the end of next week, to be at 600.
Yeah. That's a pretty good goal. I mean, you've been moving up. And I, from what they were saying, on Tuesday, one of the changes that they're making are that Prime Engrams, I think they said they were going to be maybe dropping more of them and at higher level.
It's going
to
help.
I know they're going to be doing more. They're going to be doing higher level. I don't know if they're going to increase the frequency of them. Because, I mean,
but once you get one to
get
drop,
them pretty good.
But once you get one to drop, you get that buff, right, where you get...
No, you get the buff... you have it reversed. So you get the Prime Attunement buff, and it's supposed to increase your chances of getting it until, like, so for every day reset, you get it for the first one. Mm-hmm. But if you don't play it all on reset day and you go to, like, Wednesday, it'll be on for the first two you get.
I gotcha.
And then after that, you can still get them, but it takes about essentially twice as long to get it.
All right. I was confused on that.
I was getting about two or three Prime Engrams a night when I was playing. It seemed to be around the ballpark.
Sounds pretty good.
It's a couple hours. I think they average about one every hour and a half of real play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is about what they average out to. So, I mean, and if you know, you're like us, we don't play, 8 hours a day. You can get a couple to drop.
Big shout out to Rocker Dude. Just Rocker Dude. And RNG Gator for helping me out with the Nightfall. And we did a whole bunch of stuff on Saturday night or Thursday night?
That's awesome. I'm just glad to have you back, man. Feels good.
It's fun.
I feel like I played a lot of Destiny this week. A lot of Destiny. I took an office day one day and try to do the Forge stuff, and then I have two more games left to get my breakneck, and I have just been playing so much Gambit to the point where I was like 22 matches, and when Dylan came home from his hockey game today, I was like, hey, you want the battle pass? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, what you got to do is you got to sit down here and you just got to play Gambit until I tell you to stop.
Damn it. I was gonna call you out on that. I was really hoping you wouldn't go there so soon.
Yeah, so
this guy's making his kid play video games that he doesn't even like so that he can play another video game.
He was doing pretty good. He was actually getting pretty into it because my wife called him for something. He was like, hold on, I'm winning.
I just summoned a primeval, Mom.
Yeah, he was doing good. I was like, I gave him his whole setup. He watched me. I walked him through it. But I have like my setup now for Gambit, and I like it. I'm doing Arc, just regular Striker with Malfeasance, and then what am I running in my secondary? So I was running Age Old Bond for the Void, and then the new. What is it? Shit.
What's Hammerhead. It called?
The Hammerhead, yeah. So that's why I was running. And it's just like an insurmountable Skullfort. So basically I'm just running around, shoulder charging, getting my melee back, picking up motes, throwing fucking pulse grenades, getting the kills from that. And then Malfeasance, like, it just destroys blockers.
Yep.
It's so good. So... I don't know. I'm having fun with it. I mean, I just didn't have an... I would have run all of those by myself, but there's just not enough time. I had so much stuff to do. I was like, look, I want to get this today. So I will have it tonight. I will get that gun, and it will be mine.
Yeah, I'm in no rush. I'm going to get all that shit, I figure, eventually. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm so inefficient because there's too much to do. You know, and I have a hard time prioritizing just, I need to do this, and I need to do this, and I need to do this, because I'd rather play with all you guys. And I'm like, I don't care. I'll do whatever. So, like, my Malfeasance quest, I'm still stuck on step one because I keep playing Gambit. And I'm like, I just got to go kill these Taken bosses. But, like, I'll play a couple games with you guys. You know? I don't know. See, that I got to figure out a better way to kind of approach all this because there's so much, still so much for me to do.
Well, I was playing during the day trying to get that shit out of the way. So when we do play together, I can play whatever with you guys.
The key is I was doing that during the day. Like, I haven't had 2 seconds to play video games, man. Yeah, so, like, I'm squeezing in an hour or two where I can on, like, a Wednesday night maybe. But I don't know. It's been tough lately, man.
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, that's kind of the hot topic right now with Black Armory dropping. A lot of people, I guess you can say, pissed off or upset that they can't access the content right away with all that whole thing.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
The I have to grind to be able to do this? Well, yeah, I mean,
that's the point, right? It's not content as much as it is more shit to do when you're at the end. But we're not at the end.
I made a couple notes because I've been reading.
Ooh, okay.
Reading Twitter.
Yeah,
I've been like reading Twitter and seeing things.
Yeah.
On Reddit a couple times.
No big deal.
And I made this. I wrote this down.
Okay.
I'm going to see if you agree with me.
All right.
Black Armory is not a DLC. It's part of the season pass.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Yes.
It's not a expansion pack. Like,
correct. Previous.
It's just the thing.
It's more content. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's just a continuation of Forsaken.
Yeah. And when they're all done, there's going to be 4 forges that we could go to. There's going to be so much stuff to do. You're going to have to run around. You're going to have to kill all. I mean, like, the quest to open these things and do all this stuff. Like, the quest dropped to open the next forge, and I looked at it. I had no idea what it was, right? And then I looked it up, and I was like, holy shit.
I'm partway through it.
There's 8 steps to this fucking thing to get into the other one.
I'm still on step one of the first.
Yeah.
Because I heard Fireteam Chat was talking about how they miss, like, you know how the music, like, the title music used to change? Like, with each expansion.
Yeah, for sure.
But this is, like, and that's what got me thinking. Like, this isn't an expansion.
Basically, it's a new season of content is kind of how they're doing it. They're like, oh, it's a season with extra content.
Well, it's still Forsaken, though. It's just a continuation.
It's like Taken King. We had Taken King for all that time. I mean, I don't remember it changing for a long time. It was Taken King until...
It was Taken King until Rise of Iron.
Until Rise of Iron came out. Then it was Rise of Iron until... D2 came out.
Basically, what the annual pass is basically we're paying for the live team. You know, remember like back in D1 with the live team?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where it was like a free thing, and it was supposed to be paid for with the, like, if you bought like shaders,
The store, the silver stuff, right?
Yeah, but everyone was pissed off about that, so they basically scratched all that crap. It's still in there, but it's not really. Relevant.
Yeah, the thing is like the only free content we used to get was the April update, right? Or it was the April update, then it was like the Age of Triumph, and they gave us these free things, you know, still hoping we would buy the engrams or buy stuff from the Eververse store, but I'm completely fine with it being like this. I mean, we're still getting like a ton of stuff to do because I mean, you paid for Forsaken, which is huge in and of itself, right?
That's the thing. Forsaken was the DLC and you buy the pass for the extra bits of Forsaken.
Yeah.
That's all. And it's like, it's not even like you're paying for, you know, you're not getting left out if you don't buy the annual pass. You still get the 50 light increase. You get quite a bit of the stuff. You're just missing this little bit extra.
A little extra. Yeah.
Yeah, like the forges and the new raid.
It's like the pickle on the side. You know, that's what it is. You get a sandwich and they give you that little pickle on the side. The annual pass is, they just keep giving you that pickle. If you're like, can I get one more? You know, they're like, all right, fuck, give them the pickle.
Can I get some chips with that? Oh, cool. So, yeah, you know, it's the extras.
So the annual pass to buy it by itself is, it's so weird. It says $35 for Xbox, $34.99 for PlayStation. But it's basically, it's $35 for like a year's worth of content or, you know, thereabouts. Like, I'm completely fine with that. Like, every 3 months, we're going to get new shit to do, new exotics. It's going to be, you know,
and it's granted. Not $40 for two. Because, I mean, like, think back, like, The Dark Below. That didn't add. I mean, that added about as much content as one of these seasons is going to add.
That was $20.
And that was, like, $20.
Yeah.
And we're getting four of those. I mean, and because, I mean, Dark Below, it was so short. I mean, well, it was like five missions and then...
And then the raid.
And then the raid. And the raid was a extra long strike.
God, I loved Destiny so much back then, though. God, that...
Oh, I did too. I mean,
doing Crota for the first time. I don't mean to sidetrack it, so I got that feeling in my stomach.
This is getting back to it, though, where it's like there's always something to do.
Yeah.
Where, you know, D2 year one was like, now what do I do? Like, I mean, there was nothing to do.
The game is all over the place. You can go play regular Crucible. You can go play Comp. You can play Gambit. You could do the Forge. You could do fucking Strikes. You could do daily heroic missions. You can go to the Dreaming City. You could do all that stuff there. You could do all the raids. I mean, there's so much to do. I mean, I could see how it's intimidating to people and how they could be like, whoa, 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 this isn't for me. But, like, no one's fucking... I mean, like, that article... that, you know, that we were talking about before, where the guy's like, look, you know, it's not like in D1 I could pick what I wanted to do and that's how I could level up. Like, now it forces me to do strikes, it forces me to do this. You know what? Don't fucking do it. Like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever... I'm sorry. It's fucking the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
This game doesn't force you to level up anyway. No. You can play this game however the hell you want.
I haven't run any of the heroic story missions. I think that's boring. I hardly run strikes at all. I think strikes are boring. I would much rather play Gambit. Like, I come in, you know, the planetary milestone, that's easy. Go in, knock out some, you know, some fucking public events or whatever. Go into Crucible. Like, that's what I really want to do. Go into Crucible. Go into Gambit. Go into the Dreaming City. Like, even that kind of stuff gets tedious. Like, Blind Well is tedious.
You know what I mean? But I can prove the point. My Titan is level 35, light level 4 something, has yet to play a single story mission in the entire game of D2.
Yeah.
I have only played Crucible with that character, and then a run around the EDZ. And that was, I was kind of doing it just to see, all right, how far could I was going to do it and level up all the way and then run through the story, and then they offered the Spark of Light. I'm like, oh, screw that, and so I can just start it Forsaken, but... Haven't done. I'm gonna still get to level 50, get maxed out, and then I'm gonna run through Forsaken, and I'm literally gonna just run through it. Oh, just.
I mean, there's so much to do, and you can still play it the way you want to play it. Like, you know, they're giving us all these things to do. Yeah, it is overwhelming. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm thinking about like all the shit left to do, and I'm never gonna get to it. You know, but I've come to the fact that, you know, there's just some things I'm just not gonna be able to do.
There's things. There's only my two
character.
So that feeds into what I was going to say. There's only two things that I think this game really needs, and it's number one is going to be cross save.
Absolutely,
but that's not happening for D2. Like, I'm resigning myself to that not happening in D2.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe D3. So I'll keep a little bit of some hope for that. But the other thing is, this shit needs to be account-wide, not character-based.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Because
if I unlock this Forge, I don't need to unlock it three times.
That's like the most immediate in-your-face example. But like, I can't go into a raid. You know what I mean? Even if I can get my characters to that level, I can't even launch the Dreaming City until I do all that stuff. Like, that's so I only have one character. You know, one of my characters hasn't even finished Warmind. I don't think my hunter has done any of Osiris. So, like, I don't know. Well, it's silly. You shouldn't have to do the same thing three times if you don't want to.
If you bought Forsaken, though, you can use that level up thing.
Yeah, Spark of Light.
And it unlocks everything.
Up to Forsaken.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that already. So, yeah. I did that with my Warlock.
But it's the fact that you have to play through Forsaken and do the Baron hunting. You have to do it three times.
For the second and third characters is what I'm saying. Like, that's nice that they give you that catch-up, that little boost if you want it. But why do I have to do this with my second character and then my third character? Like, I'm trying to do with my second character, like what Baroque did. I'm just doing public events every now and then with the guy.
Yeah, kind of.
Get him to get him up to light level, and then just run through everything.
It's like I was telling you guys when I was in my Gambit match. Like I would, I mean, really, I don't have that much left to get the Dredgeden, right? But the things I have left are, I have to play through with my other characters. And I have to, and not only that, like, you have to play through with a complete Gambit armor set. Like, that takes a while. Like, it took a while for me to get all
you
the
You only
Gambit
have to
armor.
Do it with one character. You don't have to, for Dredgeden, no, 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 you don't have to do it for all three.
No, it said that, because you have to complete everything in that seal. No. That's one of the...
And the top one, you will unlock it if you get all the gear pieces and everything for one character. But that also includes the Sparrow, the Ghost, and the ship, and then it'll unlock it. Because I have that tile unlocked for some of the ones for my Hunter, and they're not for my Warlock and Titan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you don't have to do it with all three characters. You can do it with one. But it's the fact that the top, like one of the things, you have to get the Sparrow, the Ghost, and the ship, which only drop randomly now if the meatball comes up and you kill it.
Well, the only thing I need,
crappy thing.
The only thing I need there is the Ghost, and I think I didn't get it. I don't know.
That concept.
But you still have to go through, and you have to kill things with a blade barrage. You have to do, you know, like I don't want to do that. I just want to do it with my Titan. Why? I've already killed all the things.
Like, that's if you want to get all of the everything in Gambit unlocked for all the triumph points. And yeah,
I don't know.
I guess that kind of thing is just like a very end game kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, that's what they put those there for.
That's one of the achievements is to unlock a seal.
Right.
And that's one of the two I don't have, which is, you know, the exotics, the 10 exotics, and then unlock a seal.
Did you see, I don't know if you've been on the Bungie store, but you can go on there and buy a physical seal. It's on there for like, you know, 7,777,770, you know, like it's like one of those deals where you put the coupon in to get it for like, I don't know, $30. But yeah, you could order, like, if you have one of the seals, I guess it gives you a code that you could go and buy it off of the Bungie store. That's pretty neat. So, speaking of the Forge, is pretty fun, frustrating, but fun.
It's complicated.
Yeah. It definitely takes some teamwork. I did beat it today with, through matchmaking, and I was really, really surprised because I got really close. I got down to, got to the boss once. I beat it. The first time I beat it, Racer was on, and he got Insane Chaos to help me out. And man, it went really smooth with those guys. But the second wave is tough, trying to get those 20 charges in. But yeah, so I did beat it. And it's funny, I beat it with Wishender because I was just trying to do a bounty, right? So I had Wishender on in my kinetic. Dude, it fucking wrecks in there.
And really?
It's only at 600. Oh, yeah. It's
Wishender is actually a really good bow. Like, it'll kill
things. It'll one-shot kill some of the, Legion.
Most red bars.
Yeah.
Most red bars
it'll kill. And then the Scions in there, it'll take them down pretty, pretty low. So I had that on, and I forget what I had on in my secondary. Probably Age Old Bond. And then... I don't know what I had in my heavy, but yeah, it did pretty well. So I'd be willing to try that again. I'd like to try Telesto in there. I bet you that would fucking wreck shop. But I need to level that up.
Yeah, I might see a Forge like by the end of next week, maybe, at the rate I'm going. I don't know. It looks from what I saw, which wasn't much, because I just kind of looked at it and went like, I'll get there. But, like, it's just an arena, right?
Yeah.
It's a small arena, and then basically you have red bars that come out, and then you have these yellow bars that are glowing blue that you have to kill because they drop their charge that you have to throw at the Forge. You have 1 minute per round, but every time you kill a blue enemy – and hit it with a charge. Every time you kill it, kill a blue enemy, it either goes up by 5 or 8 seconds, depending on... There's two different sizes, usually, a small and a larger.
Yeah.
And the larger drops two bombs, and then you get, like, I think it's 3 seconds for when you throw the charge at the forge.
So you're constantly trying to hunt these guys down.
You have 1 minute. So you can't be like, oh, let's just wait. Let's just, like...
You kind of have to
go. And then I watched James work, and he's like, yeah, his strat, it's a okay strat if you can stay alive, because you basically are just running around and you just kill the blue enemies, mm-hmm. because the red enemies will only respawn if you kill them, and it'll cycle through the stack. If you never kill red enemies, you're just stuck with the initial set, so you don't get the harder ones that come up later.
Okay.
So it's cool, but, you know, you're watching him, he was like 630s, and he was still almost dying, and I'm like, yeah, it looks easy, you're making it look easy, but it's still not going to be like, oh yeah, cakewalk.
I played it that first day, and it was, you could tell how hard it was with those enemies, and then you could tell the difference of when they dropped it down.
Yeah, five. I mean, it wasn't even a big, but it was like, okay, I'm not like getting insta killed by absolutely everything.
But once I hit 610, you could definitely feel that you could kill things a lot easier in there for sure. But there are, the reason why I was using Wishender in there is there are bounties. Once you get to a certain point, you have bounties that you have to go back in there to complete for things. One of them was kill things with a bow.
A bow, a sniper, so, like they have, like,
yeah, a bow, so sniper, you're hand honoring,
like the usual
forge owners, and so you get a kill 50 enemy or enemies with, and they'll give you like a list of like three weapon types. That's it. That's all you have to do. Those give you a different item, and then when you get those, you can pick up a weapon frame that's not the legendary weapon frames. Mm-hmm. And when you complete one of those, you get a ballistic log, which then lets you pick up the big legendary weapon for it. I mean, they're not making it so like, oh, I can just run through this and get all. It's like you gotta
so many put steps time to get everything. Into it.
Yeah, because I have like the new legendary auto rifle. I think I'm on step 6 of it to get it.
Wow.
The frame all charged up, so I can go back to the forge and forge it.
And then you gotta beat the forge to forge it. So it's like, you get the frame, and then you have to do all these quest steps to charge it.
And then you get all the way back to the beginning and do it again.
Yeah, it's
like, and then you're like, oh, I got a shit roll. So then you gotta pick up a bounty again and start going all over.
Well, and so you can pick up every week so many legendary, like the legendary frames, whatever. But when you complete 2 of them, you get a legend or a powerful drop from Ada of the new armor.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's how you get the new armor.
Okay.
Is you have to forge 2 of the big legendary weapons. So it's not going to be like, hey, let me go grind this. You have to put some work in to get the new armor. But they're dropping at significantly higher, light level, because at least that's cool. Like they're dropping at 5 and 10 light levels higher than you're already at if it's your first one. So, I mean, they're making like, it's a big amount of work to get there, but at the same time, it's a real reward. It's not like, I did all this work, and it's a 1 light level higher than what I have gun.
And so, in the guns, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but when you look through the scopes, you could see symbols around that you can't see without it. So, when you look through the scope, you could see all these symbols. So, like, when you asked me what was that, what that emblem was... So when I went in with Chaos and Racer, they had already done the other forge to get the sniper, right? Which is crazy to me how much they had to play to get to that point. But there were all these symbols all over the place, and if you shot them in a certain order, then you would get this emblem. So that's what they were doing. And you know what? And part of me is like, I didn't know. Somebody had found a map somewhere, I guess, that shows you how to do it. But I don't know. Some of this shit, like...
How the hell does anybody ever figure this out in the first place? I feel
like Bungie trickles out something, you know, to, like, the top-tier people to say, like, look, you know, this is, you know, do this and make a video about it. Like, oh, look what I found. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they make some of this shit like almost impossible.
Yeah, because how is it that within the day of the Forge that comes out, hey, we weren't know you can go here and shoot these symbols in this order, and I got a new emblem. I don't care. There's no way. There's like 50 or signs in that first Forge. And, I mean, you'd have to spend hours upon hours upon hours to figure this out. If there wasn't like a,
psst, hey, just do this. Yeah, you look like awesomeness. Yeah, go.
Yeah, exactly.
Shh.
Anyway, it's really fun.
I'm never going to see an armor piece, like, ever. That's all that I'm hearing. Like, it takes so much work to do this gun, and then you got to do two guns to get one of those. I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm already bored. I'm going
to
go play
Crucible. Well, no, the little things to get the blue weapon, like, it was like, normal patrol is like, oh, kill so many enemies with a bow. Okay. Yeah. And then you get this one little item piece, and, like, they're pretty simple. And then the gun I got, the four little frame that gave me the piece so I could get that was get 30 kills with a kinetic weapon in Crucible.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
That took a little bit of time to do because I apparently suck in Crucible some nights and can't kill anybody. But after that, you know, you get the piece. And then I got the frame for the auto rifle, and it's been like, do this with an auto rifle. Do this with an auto rifle. And I've just been doing it slowly, like, oh, let me go here and take care of this. Oh, let me go here and take care of this. I'm not actively going after it. If I did, I could probably knock it all out in one day. Mm-hmm. But it's the thing you were talking about, Stu. You have to come in and go, today I'm going to work on this. And not be like, oh, whatever, guys. It's more of a, if you go in and go, I'm going to do this, it's not that bad. But it's when you aren't like, this is my focus for the day. Yeah, it takes a while.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, I find that it's increasingly less and less that I have the day to dedicate to doing something. Like, just one thing. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I had three consecutive hours to just game, you know? So,
yeah,
it's been tough. But, I'll get there. Who cares? It's just a game.
Have also fun. There's a new raid that came out this week. People beat it in 2 hours. Looked pretty cool.
Shades of Crota with that, though. Doesn't it kind of feel a little bit. Like the first time people were going banging their heads against walls for 20 hours, and this time they're like, whatever.
Yeah, it looks pretty
cool. It's
done. Do you guys want to move on to other things?
Yeah, except real quick.
Yeah.
Just having Boost come back to Destiny. Played some PvP the other night, and we did okay. A little rough. There were some parts that were a little rough, but, you know, I think, generally speaking, the three of us had a pretty good night. Baroque, so. Boost, and myself. It's pretty good. Racer was in there, too, for one match. For, like, one match. Got his weekly, and he didn't even say bye. He's like, later. Gone. Someone has left the fire team. All right.
Oh.
I wanted to play with you guys last night, but man, I just could not keep my eyes open. I would have enjoyed
sometimes, the one match. We were getting stomped. We were getting stomped, and then she's like, oh, we're going to make a comeback. And it's just like, I think Boost and I are both like, we are.
I had, I think, 37 kills that game, so. You know what it is? It's this CBD. I'm putting this stuff in my tea now at night, and I'm just mellow. It's so much better to play this game just a little bit mellow. So
I've definitely taken a more of a racer approach now. I kind of focus on the PvE stuff first, and then
it's a PvE game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I think they're kind of pushing it that way now.
Yeah,
like with like no trials.
Yeah, the no trials, but it's also part of it. It's like the exotics in Crucible, you know, like those Ursa Ferosa. I mean,
yeah, they suck.
Honestly, it's like if that Titan pops out and like I told Racer, I'm like, dude, there's nothing you can do. He's running right at you. Well, run away. You can't, because then he'll just throw his shield and you're dead. Or you try and avoid it, and then he gets close up and his shield bashes you. There's no way to. There is no offense to it. It's like, I'm dead.
By the way, today is December 9th. Still no exotic armor.
I finally got one piece.
None. I did I got Black Talon the other day, though. Nice. I like that. But would love a piece of armor.
I got the Shards of Galanor finally.
Okay. Okay, now we're moving on.
All right.
All right.
There it is.
Do you want to do a listener question? This one is something else.
All right.
Okay.
This is from our good buddy Scum Death.
Oh.
He says,
here we are.
Let's get straight to it. Who's your favorite porn star? Male and female. Love the show. all of them? I don't know. I'm into amateur stuff.
You know.
Yeah, really.
To be honest with you, I don't really know any current porn stars.
I wonder if there's like different porn stars in England.
I'm sure there is.
Was there like, you know, if I'm thinking back, like probably more, I'm going to say my favorite male, right? Like was, Peter North. How about that?
Canadian.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes. Yeah. He's one of our beloved sons. It's true.
Is he from the GTA?
I have no fucking clue where he's actually from. I just know he's Canadian.
Yeah, I had a feeling that this question was going to be like,
I don't know, man.
There's a lot. You know what, Scum Death? We'll have to get into a party one time.
I'll
run down the whole list for you.
My favorite porn star is my phone.
I'm trying to figure out a way to work it in there, but like Justin, you were like, I don't know, I'm kind of into amateurs. It's like a store brand porn star. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's not a name brand.
I'm into the Great Value brand one.
Yeah. Walmart.
Walmart brand.
The great thing about porn is like...
No, not a Walmart brand.
He's like, want the Target brand. We're not going completely down.
A little bit higher than Walmart.
The hair, you know?
Kirkland. I like a Kirkland
porn star.
Kirkland
brand porn star.
Okay.
But the great thing about being in porn is like immediately you're a star. As soon as you get into it, your first movie, it's like, I'm a porn star.
It's true.
Funny story about that. When I worked construction, my friend started writing that and saw, this guy is a porn star. So, and there's some houses in California that if they ever go to remodel, they're going to see on studs written that, you know, this is a porn star, or this dude is really into, like, just all over a bunch of these houses.
Do you remember that clothing brand in like the early 2000s, the porn star clothing brand?
Fun fact.
No.
We used to, kind of going back to what Brooke was saying with the writing stuff on, when we were doing frames on the trucks because they were rotting out,
mm-hmm.
we would write stuff on the frame, like on top of it, and then the body comes down,
you can't see it.
So they'll never know what it says.
That's got to be like when you work.
There may be a cock and balls on somebody's truck, and they don't even know.
Cock and balls.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's when you work a trade. You do stuff like that because it's like it's funny and it, like you're stuck in places, and so it's just like, you know what I'm gonna write on this wall? Porn. No one's ever gonna see it, and if they ever do, they're just gonna be like, what the hell is this?
You know what's great about digital porn? I remember, like, man, my dad was so horrible at hiding his movies because we had an entertainment center, and he would just hide them on top of it.
Well, that's not hiding.
No.
At that point, that's where he just kept them.
That's where he just kept them.
So we had, in my parents' house, we had a drop ceiling in the basement.
Oh,
nice. So I used to take off one of those tiles, and I had them up there. But actually, it got to thinking here, and
You never took them down, and your dad one day is just going to be surprised?
No, you know what? When they did remodel the basement, I took them down, but I don't know what the hell happened to them to this day. I think I might have just thrown them out and like buying the grocery store near my parents' house over there.
Just scatter them in the woods for kids to find.
So I do remember there was one time I had like, I don't know, 4 or 5 magazines. And my cousins, they lived a few streets away, actually. They lived pretty close. And... 2 years and 4 years younger than me. So I was like, I don't need these things anymore. They'll get a kick out of them. So I went over and I was like, here you go, guys. Like, here's some magazines. Don't tell anybody where you got these things. Dude, the next fucking day, my aunt is at my house at the kitchen table with four porn magazines on the kitchen table. She's like, my son said they got this for me. And it was like, like these fucking idiots. You couldn't even
damn, do 24 millennials?
Hours. You couldn't.
Not even 24 hours. Hours.
Jeez.
Morons.
I used to hate like I'd have to get the tracking up on the VHS so I would know exactly where to rewind it to. Like,
I'm just thinking back on it, and I remember when she left. My dad is like, he's like, listen, why the fuck would you give it to those idiots? You know they're gonna get caught. Like, he wasn't even mad at me or anything. He's just like, he was mad that I gave it to them. He's like, you know those kids are idiots. So.
Have you guys ever heard
it's
of
true. My cousins are idiots. I'm sorry. They're blights on my family.
Have you guys ever heard of a shovel buddy?
No.
So,
learning stuff with Jesse.
So a shovel buddy is a friend that you have that if you were to ever die, they know where your porn is, and they're the ones who come and clean it out before your wife or your parents find it.
And oh, that's they the take old it. Deletes your browser history.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a shovel buddy.
Okay.
But now it's just like, you know, just break my phone.
Clear history.
Clear. No, my wife.
Delete cash. Yes. Done.
Just accidentally drop my phone in the fish tank. Be like, oh, damn.
I'm having a heart attack. All right. Thanks, Come Death, for that question. And then another thing I thought we would talk about real quick is the holidays are upon us.
Mm-hmm. They are.
We got our Christmas tree this evening.
Okay.
And actually, I went to the $29.99 lot tonight instead of going and to our normal lot. And usually, you know, I'm not upset to spend about $55 to $60 on a Christmas tree.
Right, you know, to get a quality one, you sometimes gotta go kick it up a little bit.
We had talked about, doing a fake tree. It's kind of something that she brought up, and she's like, "Yeah, no." I was like, "Okay, you know, we'll just stick with the regular one." And you know, we're trying to, you know, budget a little bit this Christmas, and you know, it's around this time of year, things are a little tighter. So we're just like, you know what, we'll just do this. I'll go to the cheap lot and see what they have there. Dude, I got an amazing tree. It's so nice. It's full. It's probably like the biggest tree I've had here. Cause nice. Usually I like the Fraser firs just because they have like, I don't know, stronger branches, nice thick. Mm-hmm. They hold their needles better. But I got a Douglas fir tonight.
Those aren't bad.
No, it's nice.
As long as you water it. But, yeah, see, we have a fake tree, and we bought it when we were in college because they had a crazy sale one time, and it's like the Walmart's like, well, this store is having a 40% off sale, so come in and you can get any of the fake trees for 40% off. So we went and got a pre-lit, you know, 7-foot tree, really cheap. I mean, it was like ridiculously cheap, so we bought that. And what we started doing is we do fake tree 1 year, real tree another. Mm-hmm. It actually works out good because this year is a fake tree year. So baby's first Christmas is going to be with a real tree.
Oh, nice.
It was going to be a real tree regardless, but it actually just lines up that way.
That's nice.
We do that just so we can, like, you know, it's not every year have to go spend money on a Christmas tree.
That's a good idea.
We do it just, you know, it's like, all right, we have both. And that way, if Christmas does come be tight that year, yeah, we'll have to push it off a year for the real tree. But we always have a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a nice way to do it. We, a few years ago, my wife and I bought a fake tree, and like every year growing up, I always had a real tree, and they always had fake trees, but like, she was like, her parents didn't care. It was like a shitty looking fake tree. So she was like, if we're going to get one, we have to get a nice one. And we did. Same idea, like a 7-foot pre-lit, whatever, but it was like with, I don't know how many tips. It had like 3,000 something tips, and that is a nice tree, Justin. That's really nice. Very
full. That's a nice bushy, full, thick tree.
It is.
So
it's like my pubes. You know,
I love the real tree. I think I love the idea of a real tree more, but just the sheer convenience of the fake tree has been a godsend the last couple of years for us.
Yeah, it's
10 minutes and boom, it's up. It's straight every year. It's full where it needs to be. It's All the lights are already in there.
Yeah, like, you gotta, with a fake tree, you just got to spend the time to fluff up all the branches after it's been in the box.
See, that appeals to me a lot, but then...
But then there's the smell, my living room.
Yeah. It's just like, oh my God.
Well, you can so buy good. Stuff to put in them. Like, it looks like like the little air freshener quips. You can buy them now to put inside your fake tree and make it smell like a real Christmas tree. And I'm like,
Christmas tree smells like vanilla aroma.
This is our first year with a fake tree, because last year I picked it up at Home Depot. It was like 80% off. I got it for like $30.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
like, awesome.
It's like pre-lit. It's got everything going for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But my wife was like, I don't know. I like the smell, the tree smell, mm-hmm. you know? I'm like, well, you can deal with the needles then if we buy a real tree. But so we went to Walmart today and we bought pine tree scent air freshener.
You bought those.
Now it smells like a Christmas tree in the house.
That's a good idea.
You can always go ask Home Depot because they always trim up trees. You can always ask them for a few of the clippings and just put those somewhere near the tree. And you're like, it would smell like the tree, but not the upkeep of a tree.
I don't know, man. I still think, like, right now, the way my wife is, it would be hit or miss any given day. She might come down there and be like, no, it stinks.
Still. Yeah.
But the reason why brought up the holiday stuff is I thought maybe we could help our listeners out by giving some suggestions for gifts. Their significant others. I recently came across a couple things that I would like to put out there. So I found this, I don't know, I was on Facebook the other day, and I found this thing. Fuck, what's the name of it? I think I deleted it, so maybe I won't be that much of a help. Oh, it's called thenightsky.com.
Okay.
Actually, I think it was on Instagram. It was on Instagram that I saw it. So basically, you go on there, and you can put in any kind of date. So I went in there. I put the date we got married. It asked for the zip code. So I put in the zip code where we were, the day. Yeah, the date, where it was, you know, what year, the whole nine yards. And so it gives you what the night sky looked like that night of whatever event it was, when you got married, your birthday, your first date, your whatever. And then you could, you know, write a message on it, and you could order it in like this frame or whatever. I don't know if it comes in the frame or not. I think it does. So they'll send the, you know, they send you what it looks like, and then you have the option to go from there to buy it. And,
I like a
cool thing.
I was gonna say, I kind of like to. The past couple of years, we've been kind of agreeing on buying, like, instead of buying each other something expensive, we just kind of buy something expensive for both of us. You know, like a thing for the house or like something we can use. Mm-hmm. So I think this year we're gonna do an espresso machine.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
We're going to get that for the both of us. And then usually I like to do like something kind of like that, like something very like personal.
I hear everybody's eating ass nowadays, so.
Mm-hmm. I might eat some ass that night. That could happen.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I bought some bleach, so you know, that might help.
You're going to bleach your butthole?
Oh, God.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. I wipe.
I wiped really good that night.
Still poop. Still poop.
Oh, my. But yeah, usually I do something personal like that. Last year I took a book. I'll find it and I'll get back to you about what it's called. But it's basically you can, it's like a cartoon book they can write to your.
I think I saw that. It's like, you know, we did this and I love you because of this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You fill in a bunch of stuff and they write
the book. It was kind of fun to do, yeah. Yeah. So I think last year I got her that, and that's pretty cool. That's what I usually do. something personal.
Shit, I remember you told us about that, and I wrote it down, and I actually went and started doing the thing, and I was like, oh, this is so sweet. Boost is such a nice guy. And then I never ordered it for my wife. So
I did the same thing. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Yeah, I'm not going
to
do that.
She's going to love this. Add to cart. How much? No. I don't think so.
I think that's
the night sky thing is like $60. And I haven't ordered it, but yeah, if anybody wants to do that, it's a great idea.
You guys are all in the States. And then I look at it and I'm like, whoa, shipping. And oh no, here we go.
Yeah.
There was this other thing that I am going to get from my wife though. I forget where I saw this. It may have been on like the news, but there is this woman started this company. It's called Rebel Nell. And so what they do is they make jewelry and they're based in Detroit. And so there is this old train station that has just been like graffitied upon graffiti upon graffiti. So what they do is they go and they collect all this old like layered graffiti and they make jewelry out of it. So by the time, and you can look that up too, rebelnail.com. So by the time they get to like smoothing it and actually making it into something, it's like all these crazy designs because it's just all these different colored paints that have been layered together and painted over for who knows how many fucking years. But another really cool thing is that all the people that make it, all the women, it's women that work in for this company that make the jewelry are all like people who are trying to get back on their feet. Basically this woman helps out these women who are like, you know, maybe they were victims of abuse, and they had to leave home and they have no job and they have no skills, or maybe they were someone who, is battling addiction and is trying to get better. And so that's who is making this stuff. Cool. And so, yeah. And so I thought the jewelry looked really cool too. And my wife loves that kind of stuff, you know? So that was another idea I was thinking of.
Rebel Nell, you said?
Rebel Nell.
Check it out.
You know what they say, though, once you give your wife Rebel Nell?
What?
She wants more. It looks pretty fucking cool, actually. I'm looking at it now.
It's awesome, right?
It's really neat.
Yeah. I can't go to the Pandora well anymore. I think I wore that one out. I definitely don't.
And the lineup at Penn, we were out today and the lineup was ridiculous. Really? Out the door of that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Wow. I can't believe that's still a thing. Well, I mean, I guess if people are into it, but like the bracelet, like my wife got the bracelet for Christmas one year and I was kind of like, and I think she got it from her mom. And then I was like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Because now I can just get a thing. I can just get these things.
And then she's like, I don't want these fucking things. Like, I'm not going to wear this thing. I was like, okay. Well, then why am I spending $80 on a fucking glass bead to go on this thing? You know what I mean?
Glad I don't got to deal with that. No. My wife's not really big into jewelry, so it's like, all right.
My wife isn't either. She doesn't wear, like all the jewelry that she wears is, she's not into gold. She wears, like, all, like, silver jewelry. And it's nothing, it's just, like, it's unique things. That's why the Rebel Nail thing kind of appealed to me because, you know, she doesn't like, you know, I don't have to go out to fucking K Jewelers every single year to try and get her some kind of crazy gift. You know, she'd much rather like socks, something like that.
Yeah, my wife's very practical, I guess you can say.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, she likes things that she can use every day.
Yeah, that's my wife. Like
my penis.
No, okay.
Yeah, my wife.
How much does that cost?
My wife already sent me a picture of like from a hairdryer, and she's like, "By the way, you're getting this for me for Christmas." And I'm like, I just sent her a text like, "So is that like I have to go buy it, or this is already purchased? I'm getting it for you because it's already here."
I feel bad because I wish I could buy my wife jewelry and shit like that because she would love it. It's just, there's always something going on, you know, like kind of what Boost did. We always, I think the intention is always there. Like we want to get each other gifts, but then we're like, we need chairs for the kitchen. So we actually a few weeks ago bought chairs and a table for our kitchen because we needed it. And I mean, now we're doing the basement, so it's going to be a little bit, a a little bit different this Christmas, but I don't know. I wish I could get her. I wish I could get her jewelry and shit. She would love it. The way that you guys are like, oh, she's so practical in this. My wife's practical too, but it's still, it's like,
she practically loves a lot of jewelry.
if she showed up with like a sound bar for me, she's like, here you go. I know you want a sound bar. I'd be like, yay. That's like jewelry for me.
Yeah. But
she's not getting me the sound bar. I'm not getting her a bracelet. Not because we don't want to, but we just got other shit going on.
Yeah.
Because the money only goes so far. You know, you don't have, like, an unlimited supply.
I'd rather just get the kids stuff. I don't need anything.
Yeah. Like, that's why we just kind of buy each other something that we both can use in the house. And, you know, like, if we need chairs, we'll say, let's buy chairs.
I think, funny enough, though, I think we're done shopping for our daughter.
Oh, that's awesome. So, God, yeah, good. I wish I only had one kid to shop for.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Now we my wife wants to get something for the baby. I'm like, what do you want to get for the baby? Like, why don't we wait for this thing to be born before we get it something? Yeah. You know? She's like, no, it's from Alex. Yeah. She has to give it to her sister. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
No, so, see, we're not doing that. But this year it's kind of hard getting my wife something because it's like, what do you want? I don't know. And it's hard because, you know, she's like, really pregnant, you know. It's like, well, do I get you? I mean, it's, I don't know where to go with this one. It's like,
all right, so I'm gonna say it because she's never gonna listen to the show, but just the other day she's like, you know what I really need? Like, what is it? What do you really need? Like, I'll get you something for Christmas if it's nothing too crazy. She's like, I need some underwear. I'm like, I am not fucking buying my pregnant wife any underwear for Christmas. That is, like, you're setting me up. That's a trap. I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. It's a trap!
Like, I told her, I'm like, I wouldn't buy you underwear if you weren't pregnant. You know, like, there's no right way to go about that situation. So
I'm not being that guy.
Buy yourself some underwear. I'll put my name on it. I'm here to buy
my wife some underwear. And I know. I already look awkward enough, like,
what
stores?
Size?
You know what? I'll go you one. I'll go you one better. My wife wanted to get my daughter new bras for Christmas, and I was like, "Oh God!" And then she was like, "They went out to the store and they did, you know, try some on." And then she told me like what she wears. I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" She's like, "I don't want to know any of this stuff." Like, please. But yeah, I don't really
just be. Like just I said, let me be that one guy, honey, who like. If the tag says for mom and dad's just as surprised as the kid is for what the present is, I'm good with that. I don't need to know some of this stuff.
Yeah. I got Forsaken Annual Pass. I really don't need anything else. I'm going, I got the Ghost concert on Tuesday. That was like my thing. But, you know, I'd be happy with just some socks, you know, like actually on my, I have an Amazon wish list and it's just filled with, you ever heard of Stance? The Stance company that makes, oh man, they make these awesome socks. And they have like all kinds of cool designs on them. And one that I really like is, it's Michael Jackson from Thriller. And then on one side, it's like him in the red leather jumpsuit. And the other side, it's him as like the cat werewolf guy. Like, and it's, they have like a bunch. They have some that are like Star Wars. They have some with like Biggie on them and Tupac. And
you sound familiar. Like I've seen them.
Yeah, they make some really, really cool designs. But yeah, I mean, I'd be happy with that. I really don't need anything, but all right.
I don't know. I was one of the guys I went to lunch with. He's one of our vendors. He's like, my wife never tells me what to get. So I always just get her gag gifts for, cause you know, she won't give me any good ideas. And so one year he actually bought like an old jump. Gifts. Well, like he gets her something real, but like just to get at her, like, he actually one year bought a really junky camper trailer, like falling apart kind of thing, backed it up, put it in the driveway, put Christmas bows all over with the kids, and like she came out and was like, why would you even buy this for me?
Like, oh, that's funny.
Like, that sounds like fun.
Stu, you want to do, some news?
Roll that music.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Good evening, everybody. So some shit happened this week. This is a little bit festive in and of itself. So we're going to go to Texas. We're going to go to Boost's adopted state here. And okay. A National Lampoon-themed Christmas display causes panic. So this family in Austin, Texas, they decided to recreate the decoration scene from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where when Clark W. Griswold is at the top of the extending yeah. ladder, and then he's holding on by the eaves trough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this family sets up this mannequin there with a ladder on the edge and like the string of lights hanging down, and the mannequin is hanging up on the thing. And so this dude, Alfred Norwood Jr., he's walking by one day, and he stops and he looks and he says, "Holy shit, there's this guy stuck up on his roof." So then they have like footage from the family's CCTV camera at their front door, where he's like calling to the guy. He's like, "Hey, do you need help? And he's fixing the ladder, and I guess he goes up there and trying to get the guy down. He's like, even when I started talking to him, he never said anything. And I thought, oh no, I hope he's not dead. Let me call 911. So apparently it wasn't the first call police had received. They made them take down the incident. they made him take down the thing after the incident.
That is crazy.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah. So the pictures are pretty funny. Actually, the house fully lit up looks really, really nice. They did a great job.
I see the meme every year of, like, Kevin McAllister's house, like, from Home Alone. And every year it's what the hell did his dad do to be able to afford this and fly that entire family to Paris? I'm like, that's a really good question.
Fuck Uncle Frank. That guy's a dick.
Totally. He's the mooch. But like, you look at that and it's like, really, what did his dad do? Because like, the older you get, the more you just like, 14 people to Paris, plus he has that house. What the hell did his dad do?
Makes a lot of money.
Obviously.
Heck yeah. I love that house. It's like one of my favorite houses from movies.
I gotta, you know what, I'll try and, I know I have a picture of it on my phone. There's actually a house sort of around my area that reminds me of that house, but it's like a little more modern. Nice. And I should say, this guy makes that kind of money because it's like a car show in that driveway. It is ridiculous. I'll find the picture. Hang on.
I have something that I want to do here, and I'm just trying to get set up because I forgot I wanted to do it. And that is, I wanted to. Okay, I'm ready. So I wanted to add all the names of our distinguished gentlemen, League of Distinguished Gentlemen group into my Team Shake app here, and we are going to live. Let me see that. Live, pick a name for random drawing for a $25 gift card for either PlayStation or Xbox.
Nice.
And let's do this. Boom. Oh, whoops! It didn't do it right.
It picked me. What the fuck? Bum, 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 bum. No.
I gotta figure out this app. Shit.
Boost KDV. Yes. Sweet.
Nice. And the winner is Gator. Can you see?
I see it.
All right, Gator. I'll be reaching out, buddy.
It said it only said Gat.
Yeah, it's because I was trying to put them in really quickly, and I.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, who the hell is Maserato? Gat? Is one of our Patreons. Damn, we're better than I thought.
That's right. We have some awesome patrons, and so pretty soon I am going to be sending out. I'm going to send out the stickers. Distinguished Gentleman stickers with the plaques, or with the certificates. So that will be
certificate
happening.
Certificate of authenticity.
That's right. Signed certificates. And yeah, so look out for those very soon. And Gator,
sweet.
And thanks so much to everybody, to all the League of Distinguished Gentlemen for
supporting us. You join our league, you get some cool stuff.
Yeah. So there join you have the it. League. Did you guys see my message that I put in the chat? I didn't know if you is that something you guys are right with that?
Yeah. We can do Justin's Poetry Corner.
Oh, I'm awesome. Thanks. Thanks so much. So I have a little poem that I wrote here. And as a distinguished gentleman, you have to be a Renaissance man. You have to do a little of this, little of that, but you need to appreciate the finer things in life. So I wrote a poem. If you guys will indulge me, I'd like to read it.
Okay.
He's always by my side. He's never let me down. But I'm sure the day he does, I'll wear the biggest frown. He's been a lot of places, but only one in the past 20 years. It's his favorite place to visit. At time, it's brought him to tears. He has a tendency to be shy. The cold water makes him shrink. He loves to dance and have fun, but he's fucking stubborn when I drink. He doesn't really like to eat. I'm a sucker for French onion soup. We do agree on one thing, though. We love the opposite of poop. thank you so much. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Fantastic.
Let's do Song of the Week.
I'm glad it wasn't just a rip on the My Buddy like theme song for the toy.
My Buddy.
My buddy.
All right.
I'm uploading a picture of that house. I found it, by the way.
Okay.
Nice.
This house is ridiculous.
All right.
It ever loads.
Who's got a song for Song of the Week? Distinguished Gentleman Song of the Week. It's when we take a song and add it to our Spotify playlist. You can find it there. We are over 24 hours now with the amount of music, the sheer volume is incredible. I don't know what else to say about it.
Did I load the picture to the wrong Skype chat?
I don't see it, so...
loading it in here.
No, I didn't. Sorry, I didn't press go.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love that house.
It's a sick house.
That's awesome.
The brick. It's like a brick colonial. It's nice.
Awesome. Okay.
So who's going to go first?
I can go. My song is from a band from a little town in Iowa. The band is Slipknot.
Yeah.
And the song is actually, they released this. So fun fact about the song. We've been kind of waiting for a new Slipknot album for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been probably like 5-6 years. And on Halloween Day, without anybody knowing, they just released the song to YouTube. It's called All That Life.
Okay.
Brand new.
Brand awesome. Spanking new.
Brand spank three. That's three. That's number 340.
Yes.
Nice. All right. This bitch in the tower has been walking around my character with an iPad for the past hour and a half. Get away.
All right. Anybody else?
I can go.
Okay.
The band is going to be K Flay, and the song is Blood in the Cut.
How do you spell that?
K dot F-L-A-Y.
Dot. Okay. And what is it called? In the cut. Oh, got it. It came up without me having to do anything. That's weird. All right.
I'll go next. I don't know why this song got stuck in my head the other day, but it's one of those things where, like, until you listen to it, it won't go away.
Yeah.
And
an earworm.
It is on Spotify.
An earworm, they call that.
It's actually, I knew it as E1M1, but apparently it's called At Doom's Gate. And it's basically the song from Doom, the video game.
Okay, by Mick Gordon.
No, well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Daniel Tidwell here.
Whichever you want. I'll do Daniel Tidwell.
I'm not sure what the difference is going to be. What's the other guy's name?
Mick Gordon. I like the cut. I like the cut of that guy's jib.
Pick one, and then we'll see.
Well, the one that by Daniel Tidwell also says Doom E1 M1. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like that's probably the right one. That's the one.
And I am going with Wilco. I'll fight in honor of Jeff Tweedy has a new album out. I listened to it the other day. It was really good, but I don't know any songs that I would pick to put on the list yet. But I'll Fight is one of my favorite Wilco songs, and it's not on there, so I added it.
Well, with that actually puts us at 24 hours and 24 minutes.
How about that? Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on this much laid-back week.
Yes.
I do look forward to that hecticness again. We'll definitely have to do that again. It was fun. But it's also fun to have like a nice chill week like this, because I am so tired this weekend, and I just wanted to chill and talk to you guys, and now I want to go play some
podcast
games.
And chill.
That's right. Gent and chill.
I am hungry. Like, if I could eat a freaking sandwich or something right now, I totally would.
Hey, you want some of my stir fry? I have a bunch of it left over. It's a little hot, though.
Yeah, man. Coming in hot.
Going out hot.
Coming out hot, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I actually told my wife that. I'm like, you know what? I don't go hang out with people too much outside of, like, work here. But I'm like, honestly, if all the guys on the podcast and the guys I play with online, if we live near each other, we'd all probably just do the same thing, except we'd all hang out.
I'd still be like, no, I want to play video games. I don't want to go out. I'll see you online.
We can go out.
Oh no, it'd be still.
We can go out to Moe's and get like a burrito or something every once in a while.
Yeah, that's the thing. We like go hang out on top of playing online. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you want to go get something? Oh, okay.
Most definitely Baroque. All right, that's gonna be it for us for this week. You can find us at DGents on Twitter. You can find me at JCJesse. Baroque, where can people find you?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Alrighty, Boost KDV.
Boost KDV. Everywhere and anywhere.
Everywhere. Look for his streams. He's going to be playing Destiny. Stu Kanso.
You can find me on Twitter as Individual One.
Ooh, so. Topical.
Yes.
Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh. Stay hard.
Stay hard. Distinguished gentlemen, eat ass. Defenders of the universe, everything. Making magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding states of gold. Distinguished gentlemen, by the freaking best. Breaking the law.
That was cool.